It's the day of resurrection. Mary, the first preacher of the gospel, has encountered the risen Christ. But she can't soak it in for long because Jesus sends her out to go tell the disciples of what she's seen and heard. So Mary goes on her way, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and shares with them everything that Jesus had told her. And how did the disciples respond to this good news, this miracle of all miracles? They locked themselves in a room, completely disbelieving of what Mary had told them and paralyzed in fear of how people would respond. So it is on this night, the night of resurrection, that Jesus appears out of nowhere in the locked room where the disciples were gathered. Now, did he go into the room before they locked the doors and they just didn't recognize his presence until he spoke up? Did he accurately assume that they wouldn't believe Mary, so he knew that he needed to go tell them himself? Did he go full magician on them and just miraculously appear out of nowhere in the locked room? We don't know. We don't know how he got there. All we know is that Jesus somehow appears in this room amidst their deep and profound fear, and announces himself with "Peace be with you." But then, without hesitating at all, without skipping a beat, he does something else, something interesting. Unlike his encounter with Mary, he doesn't explain anything to the disciples. He doesn't tell them about his upcoming ascension or wax poetically about how "my God is your God." Instead, Jesus shows them his body. He shows the disciples his hands and his side. Now, rationally, logistically, this does make sense. This feels like a reasonable next step for Jesus to make. When a man who you've assumed to be dead appears in a locked room and speaks to you, you might think your eyes are deceiving you. And so Jesus is offering his body as proof that it is him. "Look, guys, these are the hands that healed the blind man, that handed out bread to thousands of people, that washed your feet only a few days ago. This is the side, this is the torso that supported me as I threw over the tables in the temple and wept over my friend Lazarus. Look, it's me. It's your friend, your rabbi." But on that evening of the resurrection, those are not the only stories of Jesus' hands and his side. Because now, they were not just bearers of holy, miraculous, amazing things. They also bore the scars of death, of trauma, suffering, unjust evil. His hands were now bruised from catching himself as he was flogged. They had markings of cuts and splinters from carrying the wooden cross up the hill. There were holes from where the nails went through. These hands that had healed and supported and loved were now bruised and broken and disjointed. They would never be the same again. And then his side. It didn't resemble any kind of six-pack he may have had before. Instead, there were long, thin lines across his back from the marks of the whip, a gaping hole where they pierced him, the place from where the water and blood poured out. His hands and his side, the body that Jesus showed the disciples, it's not pretty anymore. It may be healed and scarred over, but it is not without blemish or markings or brutal stories. It is the body of a man who has faced unbelievable and gruesome death. Like Jesus, we are also marked by death. We are changed in mind, body, and spirit by the suffering that life has inflicted on us. Cancer and chemo and radiation change our bodies. As the medicine tries to rid ourselves of what is killing us, we end up killing some of what sustains us. Heartbreak and grief change our bodies, leaving our soul and hearts with a gaping hole as we live in a world without a person we loved so deeply. PTSD and mental illness change our bodies as they learn to respond in a sometimes unhelpful way, but only in the way they know how. Dementia, infertility, losing a job, they change our bodies as we try to survive in a new way without a roadmap. These are our wounds, the wounds of lives that are far from perfect, that are filled with suffering and pain. We do not walk out of death unscathed. But neither did Jesus. He bore the signs of death on his hands and his side and showed his broken body to the disciples in that locked room. And rather than responding in disgust or shock, the disciples rejoiced. They rejoiced in seeing their Lord, the Lord who was recognized by his broken hands and his side. They rejoiced in seeing his scars through a new light, not as a sign of death, but a sign that the death no longer had power over him. They rejoiced because what inflicted those wounds, what disjointed his hands and left permanent markings on his torso, was not the end of the story for Jesus. They rejoiced because his wounds did not hold him back from resurrection. They did not hinder him from rising from the dead. They rejoiced because his hands and his side were now a sign on their Lord's body of the incredible love he had for his friends. They looked at the markings death had made on Jesus's body, and they rejoiced. They rejoiced because it was through Jesus's wounds that they were saved, that we are saved. And that is why we can rejoice too. We can rejoice in the scars that Jesus bears on his body, and we can also rejoice in the scars we bear on our own bodies, because they point to Christ crucified. They point to our Lord who bore it all so that our scars, our wounds, will never be the final story for us. What is so beautiful about the resurrection of Jesus is that he continued to bear his wounds. He did not walk into resurrection unscathed with a perfect body that went back to pre-crucifixion beauty. Jesus' resurrected body was permanently changed by the cross, just as we are permanently changed by the death we face. But in the resurrection, through the resurrection, our wounds no longer are a sign of our death, but are a sign of who we have become through Jesus' gift of life. They are a sign that the death doesn't win, that it doesn't have the final say. They are a sign of our new life, a new life we share with our resurrected Lord, a new life that comes about through our wounds. It is so tempting to want to go back to who we once were, to bodies that have not been changed and wounded by this broken and suffering world, to hearts that are whole, to bodies that haven't aged. But Jesus, in showing us his hands and his side, shows us that we can carry the death on us and it will not hold us back from the new life ahead. It will not define us. It will not keep us from resurrection. Instead, our scars, our wounds, will be what unite us with the crucified Christ who bore the entire weight of death so that our wounds will never be the end of our stories. So, people of the resurrection, may you rejoice in your scars, your wounds, your broken bodies, your wounded hearts, just as the disciples did. May they be a sign to you that the death that has come your way is not and will not be the final story for you. May they remind you of the wounds the risen Christ bears, a sign that Jesus has joined with you in this unimaginable death, and that he overcame it so that you may have life. And may you walk into the resurrection that God has promised you, trusting that Jesus holds your weary and broken hand in his weary and broken hand. Amen.